The parents are 45 minutes late to pick up their child. What do I do? Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
It can be so frustrating when this does happen. You're ready to go home. You want to go home. You've got your own kids to get back home to. So I want you to think of this as not something that you want to let continue happen. If it's the first time that it's happening, then you might let it slide and just talk to the parent and say, hey, can you get here a little bit sooner next time, because I've been sitting here waiting. Make sure the parent knows, because sometimes the parents don't know, or maybe it was a crazy incident if it's a parent who's always on time and they had a flat tire. So find out what the situation is first. I used to let this slide and not say anything about it when I first started teaching. And I think I had students who were, I think the longest was an hour and a half. And it was just me and the student waiting and waiting and waiting. And the parents knew the time because I had put that out. And they had gone out to dinner or a movie or something. It was something pretty terrible. It wasn't because of a real emergency situation. It was just the parent being rude. And I didn't say anything. And I wish I would have. A couple of tips for you. Get the advice of your principal. Sometimes there might already be a policy in place, or the principal wants you to follow a certain policy. The policy might be to call the principal. The policy might be that you call the police. The policy at my current school right now is that after 30 minutes, if we can't reach the parent, then we call the police. That's just the policy that they've come up with. We're in a rough neighborhood, a place where it's a very poor neighborhood. So that's the policy that we've developed there. You also might try calling home, because sometimes, I know this is hard to believe, but sometimes students are a little bit dishonest with their parents. I remember I had one girl who was always late at every football game. It was about 45 minutes to an hour after the game that she would still be hanging around. And I would talk to her. I said, well, have you called your parents? Oh, yes, I called. They're on their way. Can you tell them next time that the game ends at this time and this is the latest it will end? Oh, yeah, I'll make sure to do that in the future. Well, nothing was changing. And so this was in the early days of the online attendance systems where you can look up phone numbers. But I looked up her phone number and I called her mom one time after it had been about 20 minutes. And I said, hey, I'm waiting here. She's the last one to be picked up. And I can't leave until you come and get her. Are you on your way? And the mother said, oh, we just live a couple of blocks away from this school. She didn't tell me she needed to be picked up. In that particular situation, what it was is that she had a boyfriend and the parents did not know that she had a boyfriend. This was her way, using my time, of hanging out with her boyfriend, because that's what they would do. She would hang out with him until her parents came. So she wasn't calling her parents, and they had no idea that she was done. Once that happened, she got in trouble, and she was picked up on time every time after that. Whatever you do, do not leave. You have a certain liability with this, and especially the younger the student. I can't imagine leaving a young girl, especially, alone on a Friday night after a football game. So don't leave. Whatever you do, don't leave. Use some of these other tips. Call and ask your principal and those kind of things. At some point, you could even call the cops. I told you about my school's policy. I wouldn't do this the very first time something happened until you've tried some of the other things. Try to work it out reasonably first. But if that doesn't work, then you have that option of at least they'll be able to tell you, give you some advice, or they'll come and maybe they'll wait with you. It will make it into a pretty serious situation for the parent and probably will never have happen again. I would also have my students call when we were on a marching band trip, because you can only kind of guess the time you're going to arrive back home. I would have them call out when we were 30 minutes out. I would have them call and tell their parents that we were 20 minutes out. The students have no idea how much longer. And that seemed to work really well. Most of the parents would be rolling in about the same time that we did because they were running a little bit late. But this way, they were all picked up. One of the things you can also try is to sweep the students out of the band room. I know band room is like a family. Students like to hang out there. I used to have trouble getting students to leave at the end of football games, and I had a half-hour drive home. I just wanted to get home. I had been there since 6 that morning, and now it's 10 p.m. I'm ready to get home. Something that I would do is start sweeping them out of the band room. This was sometimes not effective because we had two different doors, and it often felt like I would sweep some students out one door, and some would come in another door that someone had let them in. And then I'd go sweep them out of that door. And then the first door, even though it was locked, somehow someone opened it for someone because they forgot their book bag or they forgot their jacket. But it would sometimes be a 10-minute process. Something that worked really well for me a few times is I would just blast really loud classical Tchaikovsky or Beethoven over the sound system in the band room, loud enough so it was difficult for them to talk. And they would often leave, and they told me about how mean I was, but I didn't care. I wanted to get home. I read this tip from another band director. What he does is he sweeps the students out of the band room, and then he goes and sits in his warm, heated car where the students are waiting to be picked up, and he doesn't allow the students to get in his car. But he says that this is effective because the students who like to hang out in the band room, now they don't have anywhere to hang out at, and it's cold outside. And then they're more willing to tell the parents, hey, hurry up and come pick me up. Remember when you're frustrated with this, remember that the students like to hang out with band. And sometimes this is what's happening, is the student likes to hang out with you, but you have to be the one to set the boundaries. Hopefully these tips have been helpful to you.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.